weak solidarity Brekkie team listener when a giant step forward for socialism with Ben Carr Rolling Jacinta. His socialist credentials franked by his graduation from that not evil good union, the Shopping the Workers Association, but what loyalty. His first declaration as state supremo, well, thank you Jacinta, maybe even thank you Dan Anscrews the workers, but no, I am not Jacinta, I am not Anscrews the workers. Encouraging start as he attempted in vain to wipe the blood off the knife by using Jacinta's bloody back, but even more encouraging, he also affirmed his commitment to workers. The socialists will always be the party of working people, he declared. Very good, Ben, very good. But then, but Victoria's economy is a partnership between business, government and working people. Former big supremo nuclear hawk himself must be a hero, as he, like Ben, knew the way to benefit workers was make their caring employers filthy richer and filthy richer. A government I lead will respect that partnership. We will make sure that Victoria is the best place to invest and a place where Victorians want to start a business. And that was his first 10 minutes. Wait till he really gets going. Although he might be got going as the electorate chooses Jess will crush the workers or Ben, shaking pen poised over the ballot papers. But what use satire when the caring business class itself says it all? Let's quote yesterday's True Blue Aussie Capitalist Review. Billionaire Melbourne businessman Paul Not-So-Little Wealth says Ben Carr old Jacinta has boosted the confidence of Victorian businesses as the new Supremo's government considers changes to property taxes to boost jobs and investment. Not-So-Little Wealth joins business heavyweights inheriting Carr old Jacinta as a badly needed reset for a state they believe is in desperate need of a tax and regulatory overhaul. I do know Ben quite well, said Not-So-Little Wealth, a venture capitalist, property developer and tourism operator who chaired the Grand Prix Corporation and former Essendon Footy Club president. I always saw him as a positive influence on his party. The business community in particular would see this change as a very positive outcome. In the property sector in particular, etc. Need we go on? The working class may not feel so exhilarated, in particular, but doesn't it show how a working class hero like Ben can fool his class enemy into thinking he is on their side? A success Socialist Party leaders have achieved time and again. The aforementioned nuclear hawk himself and his big economic guru, the world's greatest worst ex-treasurer Paul, managed with aplomb, made an art form. We could say the Socialist Party our commitment to its evil union and worker base goes to water when capital screams disaster, but one of Ben's first tasks is water. See, there's speculation they're considering privatising our water. A move so successful in our mother country, His Most Gracious Majesty's home country, the government is considering unprivatising the disaster that has seen the super-efficient privatised owners screaming out for public rescue while their customers suffer polluted water, if they receive water at all. So it makes sense for Victoria to follow suit. Interesting comment, though, in one article this week. Any move to unlock some of the billions of dollars held within Melbourne Water would be a big move, given the socialists' well-known aversion to selling off public assets. Well-known? Okay, but then it lists all the public assets the state government has privatised. Not exactly well-known aversion. And of course, we could name all the assets from Telecom to the Witch Bank, which used to be our bank, and the Flying Kangaroo, that the Canberra socialists flogged off. Then again, the state caring business class party spokesperson called on the government to come clean. Interesting phrase, given we're talking about water. As it opposes privatisation of public assets, or as if it does, and more importantly, public responsibilities, perhaps just forgetting that it flogged off gas and electricity. Also, we could benefit from the efficiency of the private sector with promised lower bills. And notice in inflation figures this week, electricity has shot up 20-something percent. Imagine how much we'd be paying if it wasn't efficient. You might remember, or might not remember, last week we pointed out when a country like, say as an example, the US of the UN of the US of the world, invades another country like, say, just for argument, evil Iran, there's a rough chance the invaded will fight back. Thus, poor US old big supremo Donald Trump the poor was aghast that evil Iran responded to US old bombing and destroying and killing by killing three US old trained killers. They must be punished for responding to being punished, he sputtered. Well, another example of the evil of those invaded. In the West Bank, when illegal Zion settlers marched into a non-land, non-people village, killing, murdering and destroying, with a couple of the invaders killed by those defending themselves, leaving Zion to send in even more trained killers, obviously to punish the illegal Zion settlers, invaders and murderers. Well, no. Like Donald, send in even more trained killers and settlers, arrest the invaded, destroy their homes and crops, and announce they would displace even more non-land, non-people, and establish even more illegal settlements. Although for balance, let's point out Zion considers the West Bank not occupied territory, as considered by the rest of the world, or most of it, not sure about the US of, but disputed territory, although really it knows, deep down, there is no dispute. It knows the land is Zion from the river to the sea. Back here, the Socialist Party averted a disaster at its triennial talk fest when a disobedient maverick attempted to move a motion suggesting Zion's slaughter, destruction, genocide and starvation of the non-land, non-people is slaughter, destruction, genocide and starvation, particularly the genocide bit. He even briefly had a seconder from a, quote, left evil union official until the seconder was set straight, explained the error of his ways and was no longer the seconder, or thirder or fourther for that matter, and thus the offensive motion sank, no debate, reflecting the balance big supremo Anthony Albanese boasted at the end of the talk fest. Not debating important matters reflected the balance that was struck, Anthony explained. Balance, Anthony. Yes, we struck a sensible balance between what I wanted to happen and what I wanted to happen, and what I didn't want to happen and what I didn't want to happen, like the genocide motion. Exactly. I think the Zion ambassador said all there needed to be said about that, but let me point out we have gone a long way in supporting the Palestinian non-land, non-people. In what way? Well, we have recognized the state of Palestine and would go even further if they weren't constantly in a state of war. But they're the ones being attacked, slaughtered, destruction, genocide and starvation. Because they refuse to accept their status as a non-land, non-people. We would go even further in recognizing them if they would only accept they are non-land, non-people who will never have a land. So we would recognize them being a state if they accept they are not a state. It's very clear. Zion Supremo and very, very close friend to True Blue Aussie Benjamin on another Yahoo has made it clear time and again there will never be a Palestinian state. And don't forget, we have many, many times asked both sides to show restraint, which must have Zion shaking in its boots. We also recognize Zion's right to defend itself from the people whose land it stole, it occupies. From the non-land, non-people who won't accept their reality. Evil left-wing commentators can be cruel, can't they? Despite Anthony's principled positions and the profound policy non-debates, one commentator cruelly commented, any splinter of principle tends to be squashed by the socialists. Rubbish. It was just they all agreed with Anthony. Lord Rupert of Wapping knows the whole world must agree with him, or else. Yes, in the Can a Leopard Change Its Spots department, Skyline News has changed its name to News 24. 24 times the sky lies, with same team of balanced commentators telling those prepared to pay Lord Rupert for the privilege the truth about what's really going on in the world. And it's not often we'd agree with former caring business class party coalition big supremo Malcolm Tunner Bull, who said Lord Rupert's media titles generally are like the drunk you see late on a Saturday night raving and screaming and raging at the moon. What a terrible thing to say about a proud US ob citizen. And in the shamelessness department, thanks to Donald and Benjamin stuffing up the world economy, particularly oily fossils, the few local refineries like Ample Profits have tripled their profits. And what thanks? They insist the public purse must come to their rescue or else. Rescue? From what? Finally, and we were talking about Lord Rupert of Wapping, in the Truth Department, we can't doubt that appalling Hoonsun, reeling from a court decision that she may be just a touch racist, Hoonsun's explanation why she so admires her hero, True Blue Aussie's filthiest rich of the filthy rich, over and above world tours and free planes and other goodies, Gina, that appalling told us, has done it tough. Well, it's obvious, isn't it? A font of wisdom, that appalling. Good morning.